This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Monday at noon here on Cap Radio, you will hear live a homegrown holiday concert hosted by Kevin Doherty, produced by Jennifer Reason. Some of the finest musicians in the region will be performing for you, so tune in. Again, that's Monday at noon on Cap Radio. Friday night, this Friday, Monica Pasquale and Renee Harcourt will be in concert together at the Sophia. They are part of the Grammy-winning band from the Bay Area, Blame Sally. I think you might know this song if you're a fan. Actually, I know you'll know this song. It's Bird in Hand.
She was young and you were too, but your heart was cold and gray. Pretty lass, as clear as glass, a diamond for a day. You held her hand to the promised land, her fears you delay. Babe, you had a bird in hand, in that hand she stayed. Sweetest words she'd ever heard, they made her trip and sway. Took her down to the old red town where you had your wicked way. Morning came, nothing the same, her feet had turned to clay.
Bird in Hand by Blame Sally. The band members have their own individual projects. For example, Monica and the Handsome Brunettes with Monica Pasquale just released a new album, her sixth. It's titled You Can't Kill Light. And the concert at the Sophia is a CD release event, but also brings together a number of the musicians who have played together for years. Monica's here to share some tracks and bring us this week's sound advice. Hi there.
Hi. Thanks Welcome so much for having me.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
So what's the experience of Blame Sally taught you or showed you about, I could be real broad and say about life, but every big experience has remarkable lessons for us.
Yeah. So, yeah, with Blame Sally, I think one of the really unique things was this was a project that was started with four women working really collaboratively. And as somebody who's been in different bands, the way that worked was really different. And I think that seeing how women work together, often looking for consensus, is quite different from a sort of top-down approach or maybe battling for who's in charge in bands that are more led by men. I mean, that's a big generalization, but that has been my personal observation, and I think it's been sort of wonderful to do that. So Blame Sally was truly a collaborative band.
How did what you just described get you to results or outcomes faster or differently?
Differently. Yeah, I think that we were never, nothing could ever progress to the next part until all of us were on board with it. And sometimes that could slow things down. But I think in a lot of ways, it helped us create something that we would all be happy with, you know. And the band, even though Tomorrow Night is not about Blame Sally, Blame Sally's been together for 19 years.
Mm. You endured a lot of life changes and
yep.
struggles with each other.
Yep. Yeah. Renee was diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2006. We were pretty new at that point. And at the very same week that she was diagnosed with breast cancer, my partner Tom was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Renee's doing great now. Tom, not so much. He's kind of had a long decline since then. But yeah, we have been through that.
So Renee's with you on stage Friday night. Who else?
So on Friday night, Dear John, Love Renee, that's Renee's other project. They're a duo, and they're opening the show tomorrow night. So they're going to do a set. And then in my band, the Handsome Brunettes, also from Blame Sally, Pam Delgado plays and sings. And then I have four other musicians who will be there as well, who I've worked with for many years, all of them.
Let's get to some of the music from the new album. It is a big release night, and let's start with the track titled Sun in My Eye, and then we'll talk more about it, okay?
Great.
Ah,
this song again, but I'm afraid it's too much to undo. I walked away from you. Can we just start?
Sun in My Eye from Monica Pasquale and the Handsome Brunettes, a brand new album just coming out. But you have a lot of roles in this solo project. It's your voice. It's your hand in the writing. It's your touch on the keyboard, on the piano.
Yeah, I wrote all these songs and did all the singing and a lot of the playing, along with BZ Lewis, who I have worked with for many, many years. He and I have done film music together. Oh, and actually, we won Emmys, not Grammys, but we did a, I know that was a
congratulations.
Little. Congratulations. Yeah, so that was, we've done music for film and television as well. And
I want to list that, though, because you've had shows on PBS, on the History Channel, on National Geographic.
Yeah.
I think in my mind it transposed Emmy into Grammy because of the music. But the truth is, being able to compose a soundtrack for some of these big projects is an exciting credential all its own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People do that all the time, by the way. But yes, it is. It's been a great opportunity to do all kinds of music. I studied classical music, so doing more composition has been fun. But
in the liner notes you write to BZ Lewis, you still make me laugh, and your musicianship thrills me more than ever. And that's the point. In studying classical music, underneath this all, there has to be a strength to the composition.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Let's listen to another track from the new album. This is Feels Like Something.
Great.
I'm standing here and looking that way. A road runs between. You know what I mean? Your cap and your jeans, you know what I mean. For a moment it feels like something, but we keep on walking.
For a moment it feels like something. What did that mean?
You know, I wrote this song when I started dating again in my 50s.
Wow.
And I had never done anything like online dating before. And
and that's where, for a moment, it feels like
exactly.
Something.
Exactly. It's so, you know, it's very much of the modern age. I think dating, like everything else, has become much more transactional. And also this idea that, you know, oh, well, if that didn't work out, there's something else around the corner. And I experienced that on both sides of that equation, I think. But yeah, maybe that song, I feel like it's a very tender song with a little bit of a cynical edge to it.
Yeah, it is sweet. I think that realm can be frightening for people. But how'd that go? Did you just try that for a season? Or
I have dated quite a few different people, haven't found the one yet, but I've actually made a lot of nice friends. So
so you haven't given up on online
dating? I haven't
dating.
Given up, no.
Because for a moment, it feels like something.
Exactly.
Monica Pasquale is with me for this week's Sound Advice. Monica and the Handsome Brunettes have a CD release show tomorrow night at the Sophia. Such a wonderful venue.
Oh, I love it.
Such great voices and musicians coming together. Let's listen to another track from the album. This title I love, Like You Still Own Me.
As it comes, gonna stop it when I have to. When there's nothing more to say. Land of sun on the floor, smell of coffee, and all I cannot throw away. You keep breaking down my walls, walking through these halls like you still own me. I can recall the night I met you, when I didn't think I would get you.
I think your wisdom and experience in relationships really come out in the storytelling in this album.
Thank you. You know, I don't hold back. I think that is something that I may have a lot of other things I do or don't do, but as far as I put my soul out there in my music, I think.
What a beautiful segue to the last song we're going to talk about. I think it's the song that anchors the album. The album is named for it. It came from a very visceral moment that you were experiencing. The song is titled You Can't Kill Light, the same as the CD. Tell the story about the genesis of it, and then we'll listen.
Okay, and I think, you know, there are two versions of this song online. The original that's on the album, I wrote this the week before the inauguration in 2017. And at the time, I had been, you know, feeling really kind of in despair and worried about what was happening. And I didn't like that feeling. And one day I just woke up and thought, like, there have been so many times in this country when we have faced, and in the world, when we've faced oppression, when we've faced things, hurdles that seemed impossible to overcome. And I just started thinking about them, about women's movement, about Black Lives Matter, both, you know, I mean, I just thought of all the times that we've been able to overcome. And I wrote the song. I recorded it the next day. I mastered it the next day. And over the next 4 days, I created a video with the help of my friend Josh, who's a cellist in my band. And on Friday, the day of inauguration, I released this video, and it immediately got many, many, you know, thousands and thousands of hits on Facebook. Then, just real quickly, a year later, year and a half later, I had a remix of the song, and I did a video about all the wonderful women who were running for Congress. And I was so excited that most of them, most of the people that were featured in there did make it. So, yeah, it's been an empowering song for me.
Monica Pasquale, here it is, You Can't Kill Light.
We build a fire, a fire burns bright. You can blow hard, but you can't kill light. We come together, sometimes we fight. You can knock us down, but you can't kill light, you can't kill light. You can't kill light.
That is the song, You Can't Kill Light, the original. The two videos, Monica, in the first take us back in time, the black and white photos. It makes me think about my grandmother and my great-grandmother and fighting for the right to vote, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The new video is so joyful and uplifting. Young women, contemporary faces, hopeful, wanting to run for office, wanting to be part of change.
Yeah.
Same song.
Yeah.
Two completely different places in time.
Yeah. But I think the feeling of the song really was that change is always possible, but and that it isn't something that is handed to us, but that it's up to us. And that's the way change has always happened. And it's always been movements of people saying, like, we will not allow this to continue this way. We are empowered and we are going to make a difference. And I think that we're sometimes disconnected from that right now, and that, you know, we're online a lot or on Twitter, but really it's been people like willing to go out into the street and say, this is what I demand.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck with all the different projects and your life and your voice.
Thank you so much.
Monica Pasquale of Blame Sally and Monica and the Handsome Brunettes, a show tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us. There's more online at capradio.org. You Can't Kill Light by Monica Pasquale.